Last week we had a shiur on the question of the bracha that said when putting up a marker, putting up a fence or a parapet around a roof, and perhaps we started with the wrong topic in Hilchot Marker because we hadn't really discussed the rules of building a marker, of putting up this fence at all. So we only spoke then about the bracha. So today I want to flag up a few points about the din of Marker, where the Pasuk says, Vasita Marker Gagecha, that the din of a Marker fence is around the roof of your house to stop people falling off the roof, as we said last time. And that's talking obviously about a flat roof, which is used for things. In olden times with flat roofs, people used it as another story of their house. Nowadays, we don't generally use our roofs as a to walk about on, and therefore they don't need a marker. But there are a number of points to discuss, and they come up in the Shulchan Aruch and Koshem Mishpat, Taf Kaf Zayin. So this is right at the end of Shulchan Aruch. The first thing is that it has to be a Beit Dira. It has to be a place where people which is inhabited by people, place that people live in. There's actually a machloket about Beit HaOtrot. If you've got a storage area, say a garage with a flat roof, and you do use the roof of the garage, you do repairs on it or whatever it is. Maybe you store more things on the roof of the garage, and you're up and there, quite regularly. There's, as I say, a question about whether or not it's chayav. The Rambam paskins that it's actually not chayav. Beit HaOtrot, the roof doesn't need a marker, even if you use it regularly. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well. But the Gra points out that what's the Rambam's reason for saying that it's passed from a marker? Because the poskim link the chiyuv of marker with the chiyuv of mezuzah. Any place which is chayav with the mezuzah is chayav with the marker as well. And the Rambam holds that Beit HaOtrot don't need a mezuzah because they're not regular houses. And seeing as the Beit HaOtrot is part of from mezuzah, then it's also part of from a marker. So the Gra says we paskin the Beit HaOtrot storage areas do need a mezuzah, and therefore if you have a roof which is used, it also needs a mezuzah. But the Sma, in his commentary to the Shulchan Aruch, he disagrees with the Gra and says no, we paskin biklal that there's a difference between chiyuv mezuzah and chiyuv marker, and even though we paskin that these places are chayv and mezuzah, they are patur from a marker. Another detail to do with the place where you put the marker is this: it has to have an area of dalad amot al dalad amot, 4 amot by 4 amot. Again, this is halakha that we're familiar with Hilchot Mezuzah. You've got a very small area, just like a cupboard, which is 2 amot by 2 amot. It wouldn't require a mezuzah. Question is, with a marker, what if you've got an area which is, instead of 4 by 4, it's 8 by 2? So you could have a balcony or something like that, which is long and narrow. It's used regularly. So does that need a marker? So that's a point of machloket in the poskim. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it definitely does need a marker because it's a makom dira. It's a place where people live, and it's an area people use as a living area, and therefore needs a marker. How high should the marker be? The marker needs to be 10 tefachim high, which is just under a meter, and it needs to be strong enough that if a person leans on it, that it won't collapse. There's no point just having a tennis net or something like that as your marker. It won't fulfill the requirements because you just lean on it and you'll fall over the edge. Areas that aren't used on a regular basis don't require a marker. So, got a place where you just, twice a year you go up and put the Pesach dishes in you've got a shed on your roof, something like that, or one of those keter sheds where you built onto your roof, fixed on your roof, and that's where you put your Pesach dishes. But twice a year you go up there to get your Pesach, once a year to get your dishes, and once a year to put them back. And maybe once at Hanukkah time, you'll try and find something that you've decided you need to use, and you're taking out of the Pesach dishes. It's not regularly used, so it doesn't need a marker. However, there are poskim who say there should still be a small marker, 3 tefachim high, around the edge, so that will remind people, just, you know, people can see that where the edge of the roof is, and we'll advise them to be careful there. Interesting question comes up, if you've got an area which is doesn't have a living area underneath it. So this would be an example of a balcony. You've got a balcony, there's no balcony underneath it. It's just your baby on the first floor, and you're overlooking the car park or whatever it is. So the Chazon Ish was of the opinion there was no din of marker there, because it's not a bayit. A bayit is you put a marker on the roof of your bayit, and if there's no house underneath, no living area, then it's not a bayit. It doesn't need a marker. You still need to put something protective to stop people falling off. But it's a different din. It's a din of lo tasim damim v'beitecha. That's the view of the Chazon Ish. But the Steit Klagel, the Kilat Yaakov, and the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosna, they disagreed. They say, no, this is a living area, and it requires a marker. There's also a question about a staircase. And this is something that we discussed last week with regard to the bracha. The Sifri says that a kevesh, the kevesh, the ramp up the mizbeach, didn't need a marker, and that's how the Chazon Ish paskens with regard to stairs, because it says the Chazon Ish held that anywhere a person is careful about anyhow, you don't need a marker. So when going upstairs, person's always careful that they don't fall off, and therefore the Chazon Ish held that it didn't need a marker. It's similar to the kevesh. But the Minchat Chinuch in Siman Tavkuf Mem Vav, and the Magen Avraham in not obviously in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, because he's only on Orach Chaim, but in a work elsewhere, he says no, it's only the kevesh of the mizbeach, the ramp of the mizbeach, which doesn't need a marker, but anywhere else does. A sort of staircase or ramp does, if it's more than 10 tefachim high. That's how the Shevet HaLevi paskens, also in Chelek Zion Siman Reish Kaftet, that a staircase should have a marker. And as we discussed last time, that one would say a bracha for such a marker. Ad kad.